One may believe in God, one may not believe in God. There is no question of even believing in God. Solution of your problems does not depend upon this belief even. Because if somebody does not believe in God, one cannot deny belief in one's own self. One may say, I don't know whether God exists or not. I say, all right. You can say like that. But can you also say that you do not exist? Sometimes I ask the question, forget about God. Tell me a simple thing. Do you exist? Do you exist or not? And the answer has to be in the positive. One has to say, I exist. So, for those who do not believe in God, the path is here, even for them. You exist. And the only thing is, you have to find out what are you. And the day you experience what are you will be the end of all problems. So you exist. You cannot deny. And existence is God. And existence is consciousness. How existence and consciousness are the same, again I put to you in a different manner. You say, I exist. Then I have another question. My question is, your existence, about which you cannot deny, and you are saying, I exist, your existence and the awareness of existence, are they two or one? This is my question. You have to reply after some thought or whatever that they are the same. Because as soon as you say, I exist, you say because of the awareness. What else? Your reply that you exist is because of the awareness, the consciousness. What else? So consciousness and existence are one. Your existence is consciousness, and existence is infinite. Because of your own ego, you are thinking your existence separate from the infinity of existence. And your consciousness and the infinite consciousness are one. In this way, you exist as consciousness, and you are a part of the infinite consciousness. If somebody wants to give that infinite consciousness the word God, may do so. Somebody does not want, all right, you may not do so. You may call it existence, consciousness. So this play of consciousness in this universe is going on. This existence nobody can deny. About consciousness, some people can say, well, it is not manifested in the stones. If they are the same, why it is not manifested? About it, it is said, oh, it is dormant there. It exists there also. Some time ago, there was the belief that consciousness did not exist even in plants. Then discoveries were made by the scientists. They said, no, it exists there also. So consciousness and existence are the same, and they exist everywhere, even in the stones. Then, in the vegetation, the consciousness or the conscious aspect of existence starts coming to the forefront. It starts getting manifested. And more than in the vegetation, it comes to the animal world. The animals, the birds, full of greater, more consciousness, awareness. And then there are those theory of evolution, that firstly this was born, and after that was born, and like that it came up to monkeys or chimpanzees or something like that. Darwin and Spencer and all those great men in the field of science. And then comes the turn of human beings. We, the human beings on the planet of Earth, we, with ego, we say we, human beings. As I said, this consciousness tries to reach its culmination in human body. Those who help in experiencing that point of culmination, they are said to be following the path of spirituality. Those who do not help, or those who put obstructions in that, they are in the opposite direction. So this is a scientific path of inner evolution. It can be fully understood with logic and reasoning. One thing I may submit here for your understanding, in the highest and true spirituality, there is nothing hidden. There is no secrecy, nothing mystic. Only one thing is there, that there are limitations of capacity to understand. That's a different thing. Some people can understand up to a certain extent, others cannot. But for anybody who is ready to understand and then walk over the path, everything is there. The path of yoga is a scientific path. When I use the word scientific, I mean science is universal. Physical sciences are universal, applicable throughout the whole world in the same manner. The spiritual science is also universal. In this sense, it can be accepted and it can be followed by anybody in the world belonging to any religion, any country, any race, any language. It is universal. It belongs to the mankind. It is for the betterment of mankind. It is universal. And another thing for science is that through experiment, the science is found correct. The scientists don't believe only in theory. They say we believe only when something is experimented upon and we find the results. In the spiritual science also, one can experiment and the result will come out. But experiment has got to be made. The one great difference between physical sciences and the spiritual science is this, that in the physical sciences, there is the experimenter and there is the laboratory and there is the experiment. In the spiritual science, the experimenter and the experience and the experiment, they merge together, all the three, in the self itself. the body becomes the laboratory, you can say, or even the mind. And involved in the body and the mind is the consciousness. The experiment goes on like that. And then results come. You experiment on your own self. One thing more I must make clear. We are not following any particular religion here. No. We are born in religions. What else can we do? As the state of affairs on the planet of Earth exists, we are born, we are given, we are labeled with some religion. Somebody is a Christian, somebody is a Hindu, a Buddhist, whatever, Muslim. But here we are not dealing with any religion. We are dealing with spirituality, the science of spirituality, applicable to all religions. Therefore, everybody is welcome equally. Because they are scientific laws.